The executive director of Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleimana Braima, has commended President Mahama for deepening democracy by availing himself to the media to address issues bothering the nation. He said the president was on top of issues and was able to provide accurate answers to most of the questions asked by the media. Mr. Braima was, however, not satisfied with the explanation President Mahama gave on the branding of the buses and the collection of monies from Alfred Woyome.
It's always good when the president makes himself available to be questioned on issues that bother citizens of the country. And I think that it's a commendable thing that the president subjects himself to such interaction with the media. I think it is not something that happens in many countries, particularly in many African countries. And therefore, I think, first of all, we need to commend that decision.
Were you satisfied about the way the president dealt with those questions?
Well, in some areas, I would say, to the extent that we were provided with information, first of all, the issue about the Guantanamo detainees, whether or not citizens have concerns, I think the president did well in terms of how he articulated the issues and how he tried to convince the state or the nation about the fears that we have and the fact that, look, we cannot be a country, you know, that lives in isolation from the global community. The fact that we are always under security threats, even if we don't have these people here, groups that are associated or individuals associated with various terrorist groups can get into the country and so on and so forth. And the most important thing being that our security are on top of issues. I think that I was quite satisfied with. Not to say that I don't have personal issues about the detainees, but I think that the president did well in responding to those concerns.
Looking at the pluses and minuses of this, how would you rate the president's performance overall?
Well, I think that there are many people in this country who, when they are given the same opportunity to respond to issues that they are in charge, they would be able to respond to them almost the same way as the president did. It is positive that the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, the president of the nation, agrees to speak to the media and say, ask me questions that you think are border on matters of concern to the public. And to that extent, I think that is a positive development. Of course, he is not the first president to do this, but of course, he could have decided that in my presidency, I wouldn't do that. So that is positive. But other than that, I think if you engage a minister or if you engage the Director General of GBC on matters relating to GBC, he would be able to respond to them the way the president did.
On the performance of the media, Mr. Braima said the questions were generally on issues bothering most people in the country.
Well, I think, again, as a country, different people have different concerns. And so what may not be so significant to me in terms of a question may be what is on the heart of another person. But generally, I think that at this stage, one would say there are broad issues that many people are concerned about: our energy crisis, the recent developments around the Guantanamo Bay detainees who have been relocated to Ghana, issues about corruption significantly. And then people broadly also talked about security. And I think to the extent that the questions touched on, or some of the questions raised these issues, I think that I would say that was commendable on the part of the media, even though you would say that sometimes the way some of the questions are framed suggests as though, yes, it's a problem area, we know the opposition are concerned about this issue, or that is what they are hating the government so much about, and therefore we are giving you the opportunity to address it. I think these were questions that were framed in a way that really encapsulates the key issues that many people would feel are the important issues to deal with in our country today.